بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وما بعد الحمد لله وبالتوفيق فضل الله سبحانه وتعالى We have gathered in his house to take his name again. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that whenever there is a gathering of people in any of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يذكرون الله and they make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then on such a gathering, peace and tranquility descends. Sakina descends upon them. Mercy envelops such a gathering. The angels, the malaika surround such a gathering. So tranquility, peace, sakina, serenity comes upon such a gathering. Allah's rahmat comes over this gathering. The angels surround such a gathering. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers this gathering in the presence of the angels. Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ You remember me, I will remember you. Hazrat Thabit Bunani rahmatullahi alayhi, he used to say, I know exactly when my Allah is thinking of me and remembering me. Somebody asked him, how can you be so positive, so certain? So he said, that Allah says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ Whenever you will remember me, I will most certainly remember you. So whenever I make the dhikr of Allah, I am sure, I am positive, I am certain that my Allah is remembering me. And at the end of such a gathering, Allah says, قُومُ مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ To stand up in the condition that all your sins are forgiven. And Allah has transformed your sayyi'at into hasanat, your bad deeds into good deeds. Now the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have to be fixed on any particular day. In fact, we should be making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day of our life. But this is just for ta'aleem, so that we may educate ourselves and learn how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the dhikr with the lisan, the tongue that we make, the more we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will settle down into our hearts. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He comes into a person's heart, you just ponder and imagine what we are saying. When Allah comes and settles down, Allah comes into a person's heart, the enjoyment he gets, the ladhat he gets, the pleasure, the satisfaction, the enjoyment, the ecstasy, one cannot describe. Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damul Barakatuh mentioned, Wo shaye do jaha, jis dil mein aaye, maze dono jaha se barke paaye. When the king of both the worlds, Shah means king, Do jaha, both the worlds, dunya and akhirat. When he comes into a person's heart, then the maza, the enjoyment, this person will get to be far beyond the enjoyment of both the worlds. Because he has got his Allah with him. Therefore, mashayikh, they teach us how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They remind us that we have to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Just as a person is constantly concerned about his outward appearance. You know, our mothers and sisters, the amount of cosmetics they apply, and the different type of lotions and perfumes, and even men also today, mashallah, they are so concerned about the outward appearance. More than the outward appearance, a person should be worried about his batin, his qalb, his heart. Because in the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, it's mentioned, أَلَّا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً There is a piece of flesh in a person's body. When this piece of flesh is good, it is pure, then the entire body becomes good and clean and pure. But when this becomes fasid, it is spoiled, it is corrupted, becomes evil, then the entire body also becomes evil. And therefore, Abu Zughanuddin mentioned, ذِكَرْ كَنَاغَ رُوح كَهِفَاقَ. When a person is not mindful of his dhikr, he's not constant. He makes occasion now and then, if he remembers, he makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in reality, he is keeping his ruh, he's depriving his ruh of his nourishment. So just like how we worry about our pet, our stomach, and we fill our stomachs with food, and we nourish our bodies, like that we have to nourish our soul, our ruh. And we know that our soul, our nafs, is attracted by so much of evil. The moment we step out of the masjid, there are some attractions. There are pretty faces the entire day a person is looking at. The shaitan box the TV, one program after the other. So something pulls him towards evil. And therefore, we have to rid our hearts of all these filthy things. Ma siwa Allah, everything besides Allah, ghairullah, we have to remove it. And until we don't remove it, we will not enjoy the complete kayfiyat and ecstasy of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, the dhikr of Allah, the name Allah, has such ta'thir, such effect, such power, that whatever the condition of the person, it will still have an effect. But the more pure his heart becomes, the more greater the effect he will feel. And the more closest he will feel and proximity to his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he becomes mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Whether he is sitting, eating with his family, in the masjid, in the business, all the time he is mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way Allah is watching, Allah is hearing. Khaja Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, whose poetry we have heard many times, he was a very senior Khalifa of Hakim al-Ummat, Mujaddid al-Millat Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And on one occasion he was sitting with great ulama and mashayikh, many of them who were Khulafa of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi Alayhi, and they were having some light-hearted discussion. And it is permissible. When you say we have to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it does not mean that now we can't smile, we can't joke, we can't laugh, we can't. There is moderation in Islam, but there are limits. The problem is that we go extremes. And we laugh in such a manner that we become totally ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali and somebody made some light-hearted joke or something. So all of them laughed. The moment they finish laugh, Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, suddenly he poses a question and he says, speak the truth. He asked each one this question. Whilst you were laughing, did you for a few seconds become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or was your heart still attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Each one remained silent. He had no jawab, no reply. And Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, not out of show, but just to explain to us. He said, I can promise you in the name of Allah, that whilst we had this light-hearted discussion and we laughed, even at that moment, my heart was connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I did not become ghafil, unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find, يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي كُلِّ أَحْيَانِهِ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every second of his life. Every second of his life. And at times when he was concentrating or he was absorbed in the deep ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then of course then his ruh would reach a different level. Very high level. But not for a second he would become unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now all this happens after we practice and we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with mudawamat regularly. And as we increase the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we find this khayishat, the shahwat, the evil passions we have in our hearts, the egos, the evil desires, love for haram women, ghair maharim, we are casting lustful glances all the time, pornographic material, the porn sites, the internet, the magazines, the newspapers, the TV, the different things that we are looking at. The hasad, the pride, the arrogance. So the shahwat, these evil passions. It is a nar, a fire. That it has set our hearts, our souls ablaze. It's burning. And if it is not extinguished, it requires some outlet. Person needs to now satisfy his pleasures and desires. And when he cannot find the right way, then he goes to haram avenues. So Mashayikh mentioned that the ilaj for nar, the ilaj for the shahwat of nar is the noor of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nar ka ilaj noor hai. That this khayishat we have, which is burning our hearts and causing our entire bodies, our limbs, our eyes, our ears, our hands, our limbs towards haram, it has to be extinguished. And how does it become extinguished? By making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with concentration. And that is why Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat rahmatullah, Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah mentioned that we make the dhikr of Allah, when we say that la ilaha illallah, we are removing, we are saying la, la means no. We are negating from our hearts everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the pride we have, we wash it out, the arrogance, the hasad, the malice, the love for haram, everything, love for the dunya, everything we take out of our hearts. And we say, illallah. Then we are putting our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our hearts. And this noor of Allah comes into our hearts. They say the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has such jazb, a pull, a force, like a magnet, a magnetic pull. In many things in this world, Allah has kept some type of force, some pull. Even the haram thing, there is some type of pull. A very pretty woman, a person is pulled towards her. But Allah is such, and His name is such, that that jazb of Allah is greater than the jazb of anything in this world. So whilst the other things pull our hearts towards them, the haram things, when a person takes the name of Allah sincerely, with khushu, khudu, pondering over Allah's greatness, and the halawat, the sweetness in Allah's name, it has such a strong jazb and pull that it pulls the person away from haram and brings the person closer and closer to Allah. Therefore, our mashayikh say that one of the fawaid, the benefits of dhikr, is that it takes a person towards the road towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Puts him on the road towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha. So Allah pulls the person towards Him. And in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is such sweetness, such sweetness, such enjoyment. When Allah is the khaliq of shakar, Allah is the creator of sugar, and Allah put in a bamboo stick, or the sugar cane stick, Allah put sugar, sweetness. Then imagine the sweetness that Allah Himself in His name, what He has kept. But we enjoy the sweetness more and more as our hearts become more and more pure. And we stay away from all types of guna. Therefore we have these type of majalis, tawbah, istighfar, dhikr, reminding ourselves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the rest, the remaining of the week. Let us be honest to ourselves. How much of dhikr we made? How much of Allah was there in our lives? Why are we minusing and deleting Allah from our equation? We add on everything of the world, every love of every single thing. We don't have Allah in our lives. Whereas we should only be having Allah and we get dunya and akhirat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring in our hearts His true love and ishq. And may He fill our hearts with His beauty, with the noor of His ma'rifat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that closeness, His ma'iyat, His qurb, and that ladhat, that in the darkness of the night, when the person, the dhakir, takes his beloved name, then every hair on his body stands on end. A cold shiver runs through his body, he begins to cry. And this crying is not the normal cry that we cry for different things and losses in this world. But this is out of enjoyment of his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who he cannot even see in this world. Imagine that in Jannat, when Allah will remove that veil and then the person will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What enjoyment, what lazzat he will get. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله. صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
As we mentioned before, we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take it the most sweetest way. Allah's name is so soothing to the entire body. When we say Allah, picture and imagine the entire world is saying Allah. The heavens are saying Allah, the sky is saying Allah, the clouds is saying Allah, the rain is saying Allah, the earth is saying Allah, the trees are saying Allah, the leaves are saying Allah, the insects are saying Allah, the animals are saying Allah, the malaika are saying Allah, the jinn are saying Allah, insan is saying Allah, the oceans are saying Allah, the air is saying Allah, every particle, every atom is saying Allah, the fish are saying Allah, every hair on the body of a mu'min is saying Allah, Allah.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Ho jaye mera main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluh wa lakal shukr kulluh la nuhsi thanan alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al awwalin wa ya akhir al akhirin wa ya dhal quwwati al matin ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا غياث المستغيث، يا راحم المساكين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حنان يا منان، يا رؤوف يا رحمن يا رحيم، يا مالك يا كريم، يا مغني يا صمد. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem Allah, my most raheem Allah, my most kind Allah. Oh my Allah, you have got such lazzat in your name.
Ya Allah, such enjoyment. Ya Allah, such sweetness in your name, O my Allah. O Allah, make us from the dhakirin and shakirin. Ya Allah, hum sabko dhakirin, shakirin mein se bana. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah. You become ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, you come into our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the king of all kings, Ya Allah. Agar tu mera, to sab mera. Falak mera, zameen meri. Ya Allah, if you become ours, Ya Allah, everything will become ours, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we are seeking, we are searching for you, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we have led lives of filth, Ya Allah, and guna, and sin, and vice, and ma'asiyat. Oh, my Allah, our lives, Ya Allah, were filled with sin, and Ya Allah, your disobedience, my Allah. Ya Allah, we were sinking into the quagmire of sin and filth, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, it is only through your fazl, your kindness, my Allah, that you brought us in your masjid, Ya Allah. And you enable us, Ya Allah, to make a little dhikr of your name, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you accept the dhikr, Ya Allah. Make it be possible for us that every day of our life, Ya Allah, wherever we may be, Ya Allah, sitting, standing, Ya Allah, resting, we take your name, oh, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, make the ta'thir, the haqiqat of your dhikr come into us, our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us realize our object in this world, my Allah. Make us realize that one day we have to leave this world, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, make us realize that we have to stand before you. You are Khaliq of dunya and Khaliq of akhirah. And you have created us for the akhirat. Oh, my Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in tonight's majlis, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us all our sins. Our major sins, our minor sins, Ya Allah. The big sins, the small sins, Ya Allah. Those who did openly, those who did in secrecy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in broad daylight, Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we thought we were hiding from our parents and children, our wives and our family members and our teachers and our associates, oh my Allah. But you was watching us all the time, you were hearing us, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we thought we were hiding from everybody else, Ya Allah. We thought nobody was watching us. Oh my Allah, your angels recorded those sins, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you are Basir, you are Sami'. Ya Allah, at the same time, you are most forgiving, you are Afu and Kareem, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, do not punish us, Ya Allah. Save us from your azab, Ya Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, Ya Allah, tonight again, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to wipe out every single sin that we committed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want to lead a pious life, a righteous life, a pure life, a chaste life, Ya Allah. Remove from our hearts all the filth that we have, Ya Allah. Forgive us the sins we committed with our eyes, in our ears, in our mind, in our heart, in our limbs, in our legs, in our hands, and our tongues, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, every second of our life, Ya Allah, we are moving further and further away from your remembrance, Ya Allah. We are going away and away from your rahmat, Ya Allah, and your nazir rahmat, and your karam, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, despite our disobedience and disloyalty to you, towards you, my Allah, you still provide for us, you still care for us. You still have given us food and water, Ya Allah. You have still given us shelter and clothing, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are Sattar, you have concealed those sins, Ya Allah. You have not revealed us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you were to reveal us, oh, my Allah, we would be finished and destroyed, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, kab tak, how long must we carry on this filthy lives, my Allah? Ya Allah, you become ours. Give us your ma'iyat, your qurb, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja, hame tera bana liya. Ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. Become ours, my Allah. We want to become your friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove from our hearts everybody besides you, my Allah. Ma siwallah, remove from our hearts, Ya Allah. Full of our hearts only with your ishq and muhabbat. The ishq of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the love for deen and iman, Ya Allah. The love for ta'at and a'mal saliha, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah. We tried desperately in the month of Ramadan, my Allah. We had high hopes, my Allah, that you had forgiven us, Ya Allah. And you have bestowed all your kindness and blessings upon us, Ya Allah. After the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, is gone, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah. Our true ishq and loyalty is now being portrayed, Ya Allah. When our masajid have become empty again, my Allah. The Fajr Salat, Ya Allah, is no longer full like how it was at full time of Ramadan, Ya Allah. And every other Salat, our Dhuhr and Asr and Maghrib and Isha, Oh, may Allah, we are disloyal bandas, oh my Allah. Make us true, sincere, loyal servants of yours, ya Allah. Oh my Allah, now you make us, ya Allah, get hidayat, ya Allah. Bless us with hidayat and guidance. Allahumma hadina, ya Allah, show us sirat mustaqim. Ya Allah, we are like those toddlers, ya Allah. Oh, we are like those people who are astray and wandering to and fro. Ya Allah, we require a guide, ya Allah. You are our hadi, ya Allah. You guide us, ya Allah. Like how the parent holds a little toddler by his little baby finger and helps a little child to walk, ya Allah, and brings the child on the right road. Oh, my Allah, we are like those toddlers, ya Allah. We cannot even walk and crawl properly, my Allah. We want to reach you, ya Allah. That manzil towards you, make it be easy, ya Allah. Make it be enjoyable, ya Allah. Make us get that lazzat and pleasure in our ibadat, ya Allah. In our dhikr and tilawat, in our roza, in our different adhkar and different ta'at. Oh, may Allah make us enjoy our ibadat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us enjoy the sin that we are committing, ya Allah. Help us to refrain and shun all those evil, my Allah. Make us get lazzat in your name, ya Allah. Oh, may Allah cleanse our hearts, ya Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts from hasad, kina, bughz, adawat, hub of dunya, shahwat, ya Allah. Oh, may Allah. Ya Allah, where do we go, ya Allah? We are knocking at your door, my Allah. We will continue knocking, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we know we have hopes, ya Allah. We have that raja and that umid that one day you are going to open the door. Ya Allah, when you will open the door, my Allah, and you will grant us that nisbat and ta'alluq with you, my Allah, when you will make us your true friends, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, how happy we'll become, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, we'll become so pleased, my Allah, for you to include us in your special list of your special friends, my Allah. You will lose nothing, my Allah, despite us not even being worthy of being in your list of friends, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, your kindness, your munificence, ya Allah, your greatness, your rahmat, your karam. Oh, my Allah, there's no bounds, there's no limits, ya Allah. Your treasures are so full, my Allah. You give and you give and you give, ya Allah. But nothing diminishes from your treasures, ya Allah. Your treasures remain barpoor and full, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, hum mangenge, ya Allah, lekin hum thak jayenge, ya Allah. We will ask, but ya Allah, our list is so long, we've got so many things to ask for, ya Allah. We've got so many things and so many pareshaniya, ya Allah. Different problems, social problem, domestic problem, physical problem, ailments, sicknesses, ya Allah. We've got financial problems, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, our list is so long, my Allah. You are well away of all our desires, my Allah. You are well away of all our wants and desires, my Allah. Whatever tamanna we have, ya Allah, grant each one of us our desires, my Allah. Do not deprive any person in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our asatizah kiram, our mashayikh, our apas, ya Allah, our teachers, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our friends, our relatives, ya Allah. Our wives and children, ya Allah. Our beloved parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, and all those whose ihsan is upon us, ya Allah. Each one of us, ya Allah, who have gathered tonight, ya Allah, in your masjid. Our mothers and sisters, ya Allah, listening, ya Allah, over the receivers, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, grant each one his jayiz desire and murad, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are well away of each one's, ya Allah, difficulties. Remove all our problems and difficulties and hardships, ya Allah. There are so many people who request du'as, my Allah. So many people who have said they've got this problem, that ailment and this sickness, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are people whose kidneys are failing, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are suffering, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, somebody's got some liver problem, ya Allah. Somebody's got a cancer problem, ya Allah, an ailment and sickness, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have got heart problems, ya Allah. Young masoom children have got brain tumors, ya Allah. People are suffering depression, my Allah. Weeks upon weeks, ya Allah, they cannot even eat food properly, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, the people who are tossing and turning in their beds, ya Allah, in hospitals or at homes, or in hospices, wherever they may be, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are Shafi, grant them complete, kamil shifa. Shifa-e kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im. Oh, my Allah, do not make us suffer those sicknesses and diseases, my Allah. If all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your ma'iyat, your qurb, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, give us sihat and taqwa, ya Allah. Give us ya Allah, that muraqaba, ya Allah, that you are watching us all the time, my Allah. Give us tawfiq and hidayat of doing good, ya Allah. Allah give us halal, rosy and plentiful, Ya Allah. Without slogging and working hard, Ya Allah. Ya Allah provide halal, rosy in a very easy way for us, Ya Allah. And make us use that rosy in the correct avenues, Ya Allah. Help us to feed the weak and poor and orphans and yatim and widows and children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us waste and, Ya Allah, our money is in extravagance, Ya Allah. And in different fashions and trying to imitate and ape the West, Ya Allah. In our clothing and our eating and our leisures and pleasures and our holidays, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Do not make us waste, Ya Allah, our wealth, Ya Allah, in haram, in gambling, in all the filth. Ya Allah, in the internet and porn sites, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, give us hidayat and tawfiq, especially our youth, my Allah. Ya Allah, help them to stay away and refrain from taking drugs, my Allah. So, my Allah, every day so many more, Ya Allah, are taking drugs, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, so many of them are tired, Ya Allah. They are tired of this habit, Ya Allah. They are seeking, Ya Allah, some escape from this problem, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, they are seeking you, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, there is only one person, Ya Allah, who can help them, and that is you, my Allah. No doctor can help them, no rehab can help them, Ya Allah. It is only you. Ya Allah, you help them to stay away from the drugs, Ya Allah. Cleanse their bodies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't make them go back to that filth, Ya Allah, and haram, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, there are so many who are glued to the internet, my Allah. And they mix it in all the haram things, my Allah. Day and night they're sitting with their cell phones, Ya Allah, and sending haram messages, Ya Allah. Or they're glued to the porn sites and internet, Ya Allah. The night goes past, Ya Allah. They become napak in that condition, my Allah. Young brothers and sisters, my Allah. So many, Ya Allah. You make our hifazat, Ya Allah. Nobody is safe from our nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Nafs or shaitan, Ya Allah, they have ganged up against us, Ya Allah. Dono ne milkar hai kya mujhko tabah. Eh, mere mola, meri madad kar. Chahta hu main teri panah. Ya Allah, we need your panah. Ya Allah, these young children, Ya Allah, they have made a mistake, Ya Allah. They have made a mistake, Ya Allah. They have faltered, Ya Allah. Have rahm upon them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them hate and despise those haram things, Ya Allah. Take away the lazzat of those things away from their hearts, Ya Allah. So many, Ya Allah, moving closer and closer to zina. Ya Allah, and when the woman becomes pregnant, that young girl becomes pregnant, then she does not know what to do, then she wants to abort that child, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, what type of lives we are leading, my Allah. We require your raham, Ya Allah. Your special merciful glance, your nazar, rahmat and karam, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are so evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are so filthy and wicked and evil, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, make us become good and clean, Ya Allah. Give us a taqwa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties and problems, Ya Allah. All those who requested du'as, Ya Allah, fulfill the du'as and desires, Ya Allah. All the marhumeen, grant them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many friends and relatives, Ya Allah. So many pass away in the month of Ramadan, before Ramadan, even after Ramadan, my Allah. Every day it is a janazah notice and abode, my Allah. Make us realize that one day we also have to leave this world, my Allah. When our time comes, Ya Allah, give us more in such a condition that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, that you are pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us shahadat in your path, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us burial, Ya Allah, in Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. Give us more in Medina Sharif, Ya Allah, in burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have no other actions, Ya Allah. Our actions are not, Ya Allah. Say, Allah, suitable and befitting to be presented to you, my Allah. Ya Allah. There's so many deficiencies in our ibadat. We have no ikhlas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do things for show and ostentation and riya, Ya Allah. Give us ikhlas in all our works, my Allah. Ya Allah. Make us be buried, Ya Allah, close to Sahaba Ikram and our beloved Rasul Pak, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That on the day of Qiyamah, we will be raised, Ya Allah. Beloved Rasulullah, Sahaba Ikram, Abu Bakr Umar radiallahu anhuma, Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu, another Sahaba. Ya Allah. And then we will be waiting for the people of Mu'allah to come, Ya Allah. And then we will get the sifarish and shafaat, the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my Allah, we are desperate, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are so desperate, my Allah, hum kaha jaye. Ya Allah, tu bata hum kaha jaye. Ya Allah, there is no other door we can go to, my Allah.
یا اللہ ہیلپ اس مائی اللہ ہیلپ اس یا اللہ تو راضی بن جا یا اللہ تو یو بیکم پلیز رحمتک نرجو فلا تکلنا الی انفسنا ولا الی احد من خلقک طرفه عین اللهم انا نسالک رضاک والجنہ ونعوذ بک من سخطک والنار پھٹے قسم دا عذاب دا قبر مائی اللہ پھٹے قسم عذاب جہنم یا اللہ یا اللہ گران دا ڈے آف قیامہ بیکاز کراس پول سیراز دا سپیڈ آف لائٹنگ مائی اللہ یا اللہ میک اور گڈ ڈیڈز یا اللہ آؤٹ وے اور آؤٹ اور بیڈ ڈیڈز یا اللہ ڈونٹ میک دی بی اینی بیڈ ڈیڈز واٹس سو ایور مائی اللہ او مائی اللہ دا ڈے آف قیامہ گرانٹ اس دا ہوز اے کوثر فرام دا مبارک ہینڈز آف بیلوڈ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اون دا ڈے آف قیامہ میک بی سچ دا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بی ویٹنگ فار اس یا اللہ فرام اے ڈسٹنس ہی مسٹ سی اس اینڈ یا اللہ ہی مسٹ کال آؤٹ ٹو اس And we must go running to him and he must embrace us, my Allah. We must feel the coolness of his chest on our bodies, my Allah. He must smile and be so happy with us, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, don't make it be such that we go there. We are told, suhqan, suhqan, go away. Get away from here, you do not belong for my ummah. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, you tell us, what must we do, my Allah? We love you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love you, my Allah. We love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, but our amal is not in conformance to this love and muhabbat that we proclaim. Ya Allah, I'm kamzor, hey Allah. Tu qawi hai. You are not ajiz, ya Allah. Tu ghani hai. Ya Allah, you are beniyaz. Hum muhtaj hai. Ya Allah, you have said, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. You have conferred this title of faqir upon us, ya Allah. Faqiruka bi babik. عبیدک بفنائک وسائلک بفنائک ہم سائل ہیں اور ہم بھیک مانگنے والے ہیں یا اللہ you will never chase us away my Allah full of our hands and full of our baskets and full of our hearts یا اللہ اللہ tonight make the first of hidayat for the entire ummat of نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم whoever is پریشان of the Muslim ummat wherever they may be یا اللہ remove the پریشانی There's so many countries, there are war taking place, my Allah. Young masoom children's lives have been taken, ya Allah. They've got no food to eat, there's famine, there's drought, ya Allah, there's wars, ya Allah. Remove the difficult condition of the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make there be aman and chain in the entire globe, ya Allah. Make the disbelievers see the light of Islam, give them hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them see that Islam is a loving religion. Ya Allah, Islam wants every person to be safe from the fire of Jahannam and enter Jannat. Oh, my Allah. Give us Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah, without any reckoning. Allahumma Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Ya azim, anta ilahi. La ilaha illa anta. Faghfir lana adhanba al-azim. Fa innahu la yaghfiru al-azim illa al-azim, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. We would love to take all your beautiful names. We ask you tonight, Ya Allah. By all your beautiful names and your sifat, Ya Allah. Your ismi azam, Ya Allah. Fulfill all our du'as and answer all our du'as. Ajib da'watana. You have mentioned, Ya Allah, in the Quran, Udu'uni astajib lakum. We are turning to you, my Allah. Fulfill all our du'as. Answer our du'as. All those who have made umrah except the umrah, Ya Allah. Allah, take us also, Ya Allah, for umrah and hajj, Ya Allah. Those who have made intention for hajj, my Allah, grant them a hajj maqbool, mabroor. Make the preparations easy for them, my Allah. Help them to understand the masail of hajj, Ya Allah. Give them an excellent hajj, Ya Allah, with your ma'iyyat and acceptance, Ya Allah. Those who have, Ya Allah, intended hajj, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but their name has not been accepted, Ya Allah, on the list, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept them in, Ya Allah, in your list of hajjis, my Allah. Ya Allah, nobody can stop that person, Ya Allah, when you have accepted him, Ya Allah. When the labbaik is written for him, my Allah. Ya Allah, perhaps the computer will reject his name, my Allah. But oh, my Allah, you will make it be possible for that, Ya Allah, brother and sister, to make that hajj, Ya Allah. You make all that asbab muhayya for him and easy for him, Ya Allah. If he's having some financial difficulty, make it be easy for him. If some passport difficulty or ticket difficulty, whatever it may be, Allah, you make it easy for them. Grant all of us hajj mabroor, maqbool, Ya Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين